Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Along with asparagus and strawberries, herbs are among the first things to arrive in the market here in Maryland. A lot of farmers have gotten a head start on their herbs by starting them undercover in hoop houses so they are available now, ready to use or grow at home. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, this is a great way to add some accent to your cooking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I look out the back window and I see that sort of little one-inch tall burst of chives coming out of the garden, I know it's spring. I mean, they just pop up before anything else. And once they do, everything else follows.
And boy, are they ever.
Yeah.
And you can go to the markets and get bundles of herbs.
Sure, already cut. Young.
And you can also get them in pots. So you can transplant them at home.
And growing them in Baltimore, in the city, or even in the suburbs, they grow like weeds. Perfect climate for that.
One of my favorite ways of using herbs is to make a bouquet garni.
Very traditional.
And this is just, it's a collection of herbs,
sure.
Random herbs, and you can either use the whole sprigs, and what do you do with them?
Tie them up with butcher's twine, or I just use rubber
bands. Just rubber bands.
Much easier.
Pop it into your
Throw
broth.
Throw it in, fish it out.
Yeah. Or if you're working with dried herbs, the best thing to do is get some cheesecloth.
Sure.
Make a little bundle, a little pouch, and tie that with string and pop
it
in.
It's like a big tea bag.
Yeah. And boy, does it help the flavor of something.
Right,
it's
right,
really,
right.
It's really amazing. A lot of people like to cut their own herbs and let them dry.
And drying them is pretty simple. I mean, I just hang them right in the kitchen, you know, usually by the window so they get plenty of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
But any warm sort of well-lit space, you can dry almost any herb, just tying them in bundles and hanging.
Yeah. I think there's other things that I've tried that worked out pretty well. I put them in a very, very low oven, like as low as it could get.
Sure, sure.
Spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And this did the trick.
That will definitely expedite the process,
real fast.
No doubt. Yeah.
And some people talk about using microwaves. And I'm a little...
I've never tried.
I'm sure it would work. It just sounds a little...
Why?
Why? We're talking herbs here.
Yeah,
you know?
it doesn't seem necessary to me.
Country kitchen, if you
right.
ask me. A lot of herbs work really, really well together.
Sure.
In various combinations.
I mean, there's some very traditional blends.
There are. Two of my favorite blends are Herbe de Provence
uh-huh.
and Fine Herbe.
Sure.
And I have to confess that I've sort of thought about them as being the same thing, but I went online to just check out.
Uh-huh.
And it's not really. The Herbe de Provence, which I use all the time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more free form.
And that's a good one. I mean, easy to make your own. And like you said, there's no real strict sort of proportions, so everybody has sort of their own proprietary blend.
Well, that's right. There's no real generic, it's a generic name, and there's no real strong blend.
Right.
I think things that you'll get, well, here's Emeril Lagasse, for instance, likes to use fennel, marjoram, and oregano, and Martha Stewart likes to add lavender, which I think is absolutely essential.
I was going to say, I that was kind of always my definition when I would smell Herbes de Provence to find that lavender in there.
Yeah, I think it's really essential.
Yeah.
And God knows that when you're in Provence, there's lavender
all
over
there's
the
everywhere.
Fine Herbe is actually a very specific mélange of herbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a designation for the recipe of omelette and Fine Herbe.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very specific. Escoffier.
Sure.
The great chef.
And organizer of the kitchen.
That's so true. he said that you want to use parsley, chives, tarragon, and chervil.
Sure.
And because chervil is hard to find here, he said go ahead and substitute basil.
And those are all leafy herbs, like not the hard stemmy ones. So it's a very different thing.
Yeah, very delicate. Well, go out and get some herbs and have some fun.
Sure.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.